Hi, my name is Andy, and I'm gonna have to face it. I'm addicted to Lex.
Your daily Lex.
So, again, my name is Andy Slater, and you know, as they say in talk radio, first-time caller, long-time listener. Well, you know, long-time listener of Your Daily Lex. But I'm not just a listener. I think I'd call myself like a friend of the show and even a friend of the Lex. Mind you, I have no idea who else is filling in this week for Lex on Your Daily Lex. I'm happy to do it this one day. I don't know what day of the week I'm on. I don't know what other people are doing or saying. Who knows? All of, you know, my whimsy might just be taken by other people too, and this will just come off as unoriginal. But in any event, I am honored to be filling in as a guest host here while Lex and Lauren are away on vacation. I mean, it's actually been kind of a dream come true. I've always wanted to host a podcast, and what better way to do it when I have absolutely nothing at risk? I mean, actually, I think Lex is the one taking all the risk here. I mean, this is his show, his feed, right? This is Your Daily Lex, not Your Daily Andy. But I think it's a good test run for me because I've kind of been giving some thoughts of my own of like even launching my own podcast. Kind of like a rewatch type pod, if you know what I mean. You know, like there's office ladies that they have the people on The Office that do a recap. And I think Ted Danson, Woody Harrelson just did one for Cheers. And there's, you know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer rewatchable podcasts, Wizards of Waverly Place rewatchable podcasts. So I'm thinking of calling mine My Daily Lex. So I'll basically take the day's episode of Your Daily Lex and just kind of maybe break it down and discuss it. Talk about the excitement, anticipation of if he'll get to Sierra to rehearsal in time so he can make it to Comedy Sports, or if he can reschedule a client consulting call so he can deal with the flooding in the basement or get some growth off his foot or whatever. I mean, look, this is compelling, keep you on the edge of your seat kind of stuff here. And people need a forum to talk about it. I can have guests of other friends of the show on, like Dan Morin and Jason Snell and John Moltz. You know, he talks about them a lot. I don't even know those people, but he talks about them. That actually might not be true. I believe I met Jason Snell once. I think we met at a conference in San Diego of some sort that he was speaking at, and I said hi. Anyway, what better way than to meet them, though, and get to know them through our beloved Lex? Anyway, I'd love your thoughts on this. If you would like a My Daily Lex recap podcast, just post it to like Lex's socials. I don't really have any socials to share or talk about. Anyway, I should get down to it because I am hosting this podcast today and I should tell a Lex story. I mean, this show, again, is Your Daily Lex, not Your Daily Andy. So let's start from the beginning of how Lex and I became friends. It was right after our second kids were born. So, you know, like Lex, I'm the dad of two daughters. They're same age. Brooke is my older one is 17. Haley, my younger one is 15. So Brooke and Ani are the same age, and Sierra and Haley. And I will blame our wives for all of this happening. After Haley was born, my wife, Jill, became friends with a group of moms who also had just had babies. And Lauren was among this group, and they became friends. And through play dates and parties and other activities, the dads would all get involved in as well. We got to know each other. Now, Lex thinks that I think that he didn't know my name for about the first 2 years we were acquainted. And I just want to say for the record, that's simply not true. I do not think that Lex didn't know my name for about the first 2 years that we were acquainted. I know he didn't know my name for the first 2 years we were acquainted. You know, it's like, I would even try to engage him a bit. You know, my wife would say to me, she'd be like, you know, hey, did you talk to any other dads? Have you gotten to know Lex? Who do you talk to? And I'd be like, oh, you know, I do. I talk to Rob. I talk to Craig. I guess I really haven't talked to Lex. So next time, you know, I'll try to engage him. And, you know, I knew he worked from home. I knew he did something Apple related. I knew he had a treadmill desk. So, you know, I'd say stuff like, hey, I got my first iPhone. And, you know, he'd say something like, oh, that's great. We applaud that kind of behavior. He probably didn't say it exactly like that, but he said something like that. Or I'd be like, you know, don't you get winded on a call when you're on your treadmill desk if you're walking too fast or something? Or, you know, how do you type and walk? I don't know, just superfluous stuff we would talk about. And you get the idea. Once there was a birthday party at his house for one of his kids. He came down in an Elmo costume. I'm like, why do you have an Elmo costume? I'm sure he's talked about this on an episode of the podcast with his Elmo costume. Anyway, I digress. What really got our friendship going, though, was New Year's Day brunch that we had. Just our family and Lex's family went to a diner. Liam was a baby, so this had to have been like 13 years ago. And we got to talk more one-on-one, enjoyed each other's company. And we started going out with a few of the other dads. Lex began hosting a poker game. And we even eventually played in a band together. Actually, two bands together. He's talked about some of those, too. I may or may not get to that because I think I'm already going to be running out of time here. But when Lex started to pivot to focusing more on his podcast business and do sales, he realized I was like the only one in our friend group that was in ad sales, did ad sales for a living. So, you know, he'd reach out from time to time, ask me questions about, you know, ad agency RFPs or positioning strategy, or, you know, he'd comment every time he looked up a media buyer on LinkedIn, I was connected to them. So, I mean, basically, I taught him everything he knows about ad sales. All right, maybe that's not true. I mean, Lex has done quite well on his own in podcasting. And look, in fact, he's even helped me in my career with helping me, connecting me to get jobs in podcasting. So I do owe him that. So I guess that's his way of returning the favor of me teaching him everything he knows about ad sales. Okay, I'll stop saying that. I think it upsets him when I do, but we'll just keep that between us, dear listeners. Anyway, I think I've exhausted my time here. I really enjoyed doing this and talking about Lex. It's quite frankly my favorite topic of conversation is to talk about Lex and the fact that I did teach him everything he knows about ad sales. Have a good day, all.
Lex.